Key Lime Perk Test Mishnah Zion. Habarsin vabardasin. So these are like bedspreads or duvets, the Rav says. They were made out of wool. And barsin and bardasin just defines, you know, certain levels of thickness. So some of these bedspreads were thicker, some thinner. These were made out of wool. Vahadal metikyoin. So these are like wool long johns, longer underwear. Uminolos hapinon. These are like inferior quality shoes made of like worn out wool, the Rav explains. Lo yilbush behen adje yivdoik. So any of these things shouldn't be worn unless you check first to make sure that there's no shotness. Rabbi Yosi Omer, haba michof hayom umimidinas hayom, ein srichen bedika. Any garments that come, mechof hayom is the coast, umimidinas hayom. So the Rav says, midinas hayom is overseas. The Rav says, from michof hayom, shehu bimidinas hayom, which means the coast that's from overseas. In other words, from a different country that came from the sea coast, I guess, of that country. Einun srichen bedika. So if it comes from there, you don't have to check. Because the chazaka that it's coming from something inferior, which is kanbus, which we know is hemp. And the Rav explains that this Mishnah was written for the time that flax, pishtun, was not so common in many different places. But bezman hazeh, where pishtun is very common, flax is very common, you have to be baidik from every single place. Therefore, anybody that buys begadim from a guy, bezman hazeh, the Rav says, you shouldn't wear them until he does bedika. And the last line of the Mishnah, Minos shel zered ein bo mishum kilayim. The Rav explains, Minos shel zered, it's type of, it sounds like a boot, that on the outside is leather, and on the inside it was lined with a type of wool that was thick and went all the way up to the thigh, and it was used to warm the leg, so that's a really, really tall boot. So ein bo mishum kilayim, there's no kilayim, and the Rav says we don't have to be choshish that there was pishtim that was intermingled with the wool, and therefore we don't have to be concerned.